Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Ignatius of Lacony, and the proper readings for this saint we can apply to ourselves, to our own vocation, to the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, where from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians it says, "Not many of you were wise by human standards." Right? And this really describes the vocation to our form of religious life. It's not wise according to human standards, right? Who in their right mind would enter the friary and not be able to come and go as they please, right? You have to ask permission to leave the property. And even here on the property, you're told what to do. Who's going to be laundrarian? Who's going to be cook? Who's going to be sacristan? And all of these things. You've pretty much given up your freedom. And so this is not wise according to human standards, but according to God's standards, right? The science of the saints. There is nothing wiser that you could actually do with your life than to give yourself entirely to Our Lady as her possession and property, as her instrument, unlimitedly, unconditionally, and irrevocably. This is the maximum wisdom. And we can draw that conclusion from what our Lord says in today's Gospel. "Unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." A child of who? Who's our Lord talking about? He's talking about Our Lady. Whoever becomes like a child of Our Lady, or whoever, unless you turn and become like children of Our Lady, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Padre Pio said that Marian devotion and becoming her children spiritually is necessary for salvation. And whoever becomes humble like this child, okay, a child of Mary, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So this is the maximum wisdom. This is the best thing that we could do with our lives, is to give ourselves entirely to her, to become her children. And she will make us great in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.